Hello, everyone. Today, we read from Mark chapter 1. Again, we've been following Mark here in the Epiphany season, and so we start at Mark chapter 1, starting at verse 21. So Mark 1, 21, and we'll read through 28. Mark 1, 21 through 28. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. The question today is authority. What is it about authority that some of us really have a hard time with? Well, not some of us, all of us have a hard time with authority. And I think I used to have a sticker on my computer that said, "Question authority." And I thought I was such a rebel. And turns out everybody questions authority. Doesn't really matter. Authority is a real sticking point for this particular country and this particular time. We really have a struggle with what is an authority, who is an authority. There's lots of different ways that authority is expressed. A lot of times it's expressed in physical power, financial power, or some other way that this authority is wielded over somebody. And it's not just in our country, it's human beings throughout the world and throughout all time have struggled with authority. Reformation time, it was Luther who struggled with the authority that the Pope said he had or didn't have. And even before that, there were struggles with kings with authority or queens with authority. It's a problem. We have issues with somebody telling us what to do, no matter who we are. I don't think any of us really likes having someone in authority over us. And that's where so many of our problems come from. We can't admit that there is an order to things in a lot of places, in a lot of ways. And sometimes that order is good, sometimes it's disruptive, sometimes it's benevolent, sometimes it's malevolent, and other times this authority can be a help or a hindrance. But we all struggle with authority. Parents struggle with authority over their kids, and kids with their parents and authority over them. That's why the fourth commandment is there, honor your father and your mother. And it's one of those things that it's been there since the beginning, and it'll be there till Jesus comes back. And I know I say that a lot, but that's pretty much the way it is with this sinful world. This stuff is going to be here until Jesus returns. It's not going anywhere. Our struggles with authority, no matter who is in authority, are always going to be there because we're human beings and we love to have the power, control, and authority. The problem is, as you've heard, it's a power struggle. It's a control issue, and we all have them. They all look different, but we all have control issues. We all have power issues, and we all have authority issues. So the first thing we need to do with this reading is realize that there is an authority, and the authority is Jesus. Whether we admit it or not, and this is the thing with real authority, is whether we admit they're an authority or not doesn't change the fact that they are an authority. Jesus is the authority. He's the authority. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, he said at the end of the Gospel of Matthew. He is the authority. And here in our text, Jesus is teaching with authority, not as the scribes or teachers of the law, not as those who are reading it and interpreting it and giving their opinion or their thoughts about it. He is teaching as one who wrote the book, because in reality, he did. He inspired the writers of the Gospels and inspired the writers of the Old Testament scriptures through the power of the Holy Spirit, and God spoke through them and they wrote it down. And that's, Jesus is saying, I was there when it was written down. And not only was I there when it was written down, but I was the one they were writing about. So Jesus is the authority because he's the author, and he's the inspiration, and he's the subject matter of all of these things in scripture that people have been reading for centuries. And he shows up and says, hey, this is all about me. Not in a selfish way of, you know, it's all about me. No, he says it in a way to say, all of this stuff that you've been hearing, here it is. It's all here. I'm here to share that with you as the authority to give to you. And then this, it says, a man with an unclean spirit or evil spirit possessed by this spirit, this guy comes in and starts shouting, and it's the Holy Spirit, not the Holy Spirit, the unholy spirit that's in him starts shouting about that Jesus is there to destroy them, and that he's, you know, messing with things. And they say, you know, we know who you are. We know your authority. And we're gonna spill the beans here and tell everybody, but Jesus doesn't allow them to. He's not quite ready to share the full story of his authority. But this unholy spirit sort of preempts that sharing and says, I'm gonna tell everybody, I know who you are. And Jesus sends him packing. Jesus says, you gotta get out of here, go. And the Holy Spirit does. So now Jesus not only has demonstrated his authority over the scripture and the teaching of scripture as being the one who it's about and the one who wrote it, but he also shows his authority over the spiritual realm and tells the demons where to go. So Jesus is the authority in heaven and on earth and under the earth. He's the authority over death. He's the authority over devil. He's authority over sin. He's authority over you and me. And we don't always agree with that, and we fight against it, and we push against it, and that, you know, ends up hurting us and hurting others, and it's a mess. It really is. Jesus shows his authority throughout Scripture by serving, by loving, by caring, by helping, and by teaching. He shows his authority. He doesn't show his authority in power and control over others, making them do what he wants them to do. He shows his authority in just being Jesus. And that's where we can look to that and say, that's the authority of Jesus. It's because it's who he is. He is authority. And he is authority over me, which means, and this is really difficult for us too, which means that his word has authority over us because he is the word embodied. And so he has authority over us through his word. So that means what the word says is the way that it goes. We don't have the option to cherry pick. We don't have the option to erase some parts. We don't have that option. Because we're not the authority. I guess I should say maybe we do have the option because we can do what we want with it. But it doesn't change its authority over us. We can make it say something else, but it doesn't change the authority over us. And thank God it doesn't. Because when, you know, it says don't do this, but do this, I may not want that authority, but I want the authority when it says your sins are forgiven. I want it to be the authority when it says, you are my child. I want it to be the authority when it says, Jesus died on the cross for our sins, for my sins. I want it to be the authority. I want that to be the true authority over me. And it is. So at the same time, it speaks love and grace and forgiveness. It speaks of the second coming of him and the bodily resurrection and life everlasting and no more tears and no more sadness and no more sickness and all of this stuff. And it speaks of amazing, wonderful, beautiful things. And again, thank God that it is the authority. Because I know at some point, all of those things are going to come to fruition. All of those things are going to happen because Jesus is the authority. And I take great solace in that. I take great refuge that I can really mess stuff up when I think I'm the authority. But when I realize that even when I mess stuff up, Jesus is still the authority, I'm blessed by that. And I want you to hear that too, that, you know, we can exert our authority, we can argue with authority, we can fight over authority, we can wrestle and compete and all of these things. And this earthly authority that we struggle so much with is so short-lived. And honestly, so, I don't want to say inconsequential, because it is consequential for each of our everyday lives, but in the big grand scheme of things, it's not the be-all end-all. The authority of Congress, the authority of Senate, the authority of the president, the authority of whoever is not the be-all end-all. Jesus still has divine authority in heaven and on earth and over all of these governments and over all of these people and over all of his church and over all of his children. So we'll celebrate that epiphany, that revelation that Jesus is the authority. And it's in his name. Amen.